This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
One of us is going on a road trip. The only single guy here is going on a road trip. His name's Mitch. Going to the WNBA game in Indianapolis to go see Caitlin Clark. Who's she playing?
The Fever in the season opener are playing the Chicago Sky.
I thought the tickets would be outrageous. They are not.
No.
You can get in for like $60.
Wow. That is...
You remember, people paid like $400 to get into that preseason game in Iowa.
Well, that's because it was in Iowa. It was like a special location compared to the Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Sure. But I thought Caitlin Clark was a big enough attraction. People would be coming from all over the globe. Like you. You're coming from all over the globe.
Yeah. Me and my friends. Yeah.
So you got a buddy, Matt, who you're going with. We got Matt to call in. Hello, Matt.
How you doing, Ken? Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to speak to you, my friend. Matt is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Because why? Because, you know, he's going with Mitch. So you guys are going to the game at the WNBA game in Indianapolis. So the reason I bring everybody on and talk about this is because, okay, you're going to see Caitlin Clark. But also, Mitch wants to wear Cleveland gear to Indianapolis. Is this correct?
No, this is the opposite. I don't want to wear Cleveland gear to Indianapolis.
And he wants you to?
Well, the two guys I'm going with are going to wear Cleveland gear probably.
Oh.
I'm at least wearing a Cavs hat, but I do have a Fever jersey that I'll be wearing also.
You got a Caitlin Clark Fever jersey?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me ask you that. This is an interesting question because...
This is taking mighty crazy turns here.
In all the WNBA conversations, we've always wondered, would men, masculine men, embrace the female game?
Bench press, Matt.
The female game. And not only that, Matt, before we get your leg press too and your cleaning jerks, I have always wondered if guys would wear the WNBA jerseys, and you're saying yes. Hell yes.
Yeah. At the end of the day, basketball is just my favorite sport. I watch Summer League, I watch WNBA, and I watch NBA.
And, I like it when they dribble up and down the court.
Yes.
Okay. One of my best friends lives in L.A. He's a Sparks season ticket holder. He has numerous Sparks jerseys. I don't care. It's about supporting the athlete and the sport at that point.
Matt, do you catch any flack from anybody in your social group about this? Because if I started wearing WNBA jerseys... I already get ripped by buddies that coach here in Northeast Ohio anytime I mention Caitlin Clark. So if
I don't know why. We talk about Caitlin Clark and we get ripped.
If I were to wear the jersey, I mean, my friends would try to humiliate me.
No, I say wear it loud and proud.
You're comfortable in your own skin.
She's not going anywhere forever. She's an icon. I mean, is she already an icon?
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
So she can wear, if you're going to wear the jersey, wear her jersey. She ain't going anywhere. I think that they need to find somebody almost as good, because I don't know if anybody's going to touch her. They need to find someone as good that other people can root against and try to have like a rivalry there. I know we were able to do it in college basketball.
Do you like Paige? Do you think Paige is going to be really good?
I was about to say Paige is going to be really good. So
I would certainly hope so. So either way, now do you guys, this is what I wanted to go back to. You are afraid, Mitch, that you guys will be accosted by somebody in the city of Indianapolis for your two buddies wearing Cleveland stuff, wearing Cavs gear.
Because the loss of the Pacers is so fresh, I know somebody's going to make some sort of wisecrack or like notice that we're wearing Cavs stuff and say something. And I just really want to avoid that.
Mitch, you also said you're going to side-eye the first Pacers fan you see. So
yeah, that's what I said.
You're going to side-eye a Pacers fan? What do you plan on doing about it if he tries to do something with you?
I'll try to back off of him at first and be like, all right, buddy, thanks for that. And then if he keeps going, then stuff might go down.
Thanks for that.
What a threat that was. So Mitch, yeah. Mitch wants to side-eye somebody and then immediately de-escalate the situation.
No, I said if they said something. I'm not just going to look at somebody and then walk away.
So you just want to be intimidating.
All right, Mitch, I got something for you.
What part of me is intimidating?
Mitch, I got
something. That's why I'm wondering why you're side-eyeing strangers.
Guys, we can make history.
I'm just going to be in a foul mood the first Pacers shirt I see.
Do you
want to
make history or not? Do you want
to
listen up and make history?
Let's make history.
You want to make history?
Make history.
Do you want to be involved in the first ever WNBA brawl in the stands?
I would go down in history books.
Let's go!
You can't encourage them to fight in the stands at a WNBA
game. Can you imagine the publicity? That's when I'll know the WNBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He made it.
It's unhinged.
Is when the equivalent of the 537 boys get into a drunken brawl, and they're like, just another WNBA game. So typical. That's why we don't sit all the way up there. There's all these brawls breaking out at this women's basketball game.
Busted cover. Stuff starts might putting go out down. Videos. So here's the week that was in the WNBA. Just guys taking wild swings. Mitch has his shirt ripped off, or his collar's all stretched out. Just you ruining his shirt. He's taking wild swings at somebody.
Didn't take the high ground. You got to have the high ground in a WNBA brawl.
A big thing that guys are doing, they're starting to go number one on opening day at baseball games. Have you seen that? Like, they just get so drunk, they start going number one out in the concourse. It happened like four times this year. And it's been going on. Hopefully that doesn't go on in no WNBA games, my goodness gracious. So
stuff right, might go
so,
down.
So you are you're going to wear the Cleveland stuff. Would you be okay, Matt, because it seems like he wants to be an instigator. Would you be okay if Mitch side-eyed somebody and then you have to try to step into this with your other buddy?
Well, the other buddy works at the station, too, on the night show, on the evening show. But
what the heck? You guys are all buddies.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy?
Yeah. Mac Robinson.
Max going to this game.
He is.
Max, a well-known trash talker, likes to start
stuff. Will Mac get into a brawl? Yeah.
Mac,
I think he's most likely. He's most likely one.
Mac is kind of spicy. I agree with both of them. I know Mac for a few years. Mac would try to.
He'll do a thing where, like, if somebody goes up to him, he'll do it with like a smile on his face. Whereas me, I'm just gonna be foul.
Okay.
I'm just being in a foul mood the whole time.
Now I know you're probably not gonna be sitting close enough. What is a fair heckle that doesn't cross the line in a women's basketball game? What are you allowed to call the women?
It's 9:33 on a Friday. Like, I'd rather not do
this. Hold on. Think about this.
Nah, I'd rather not.
At a men's game,
at a men's game, you're allowed to call dudes fat. You're allowed to call. Can you do that at a women's game?
You're not. I almost got thrown out. I didn't call anybody fat.
You called Trae Young bald.
No, I didn't. I said he hasn't earned it yet. That's what I said.
What, hair?
He was bitching at the ref.
The transplant?
Okay,
he hasn't earned it yet?
Come on. Personal. Yeah, come on.
Laser shot in his head.
For everybody listening out there, I wasn't the one doing it. I know what I look like, okay?
Are you sure you didn't say it to Derek White?
No.
Got it.
You guys all sharing a hotel room?
No, we're going back. Go ahead, Matt.
We're going there and back. It's literally, the game is at 3. We're leaving at 7 a.m., getting there at like 1 or 2, noon or 1, just to relax for a bit before the game. Maybe hit up Costco, considering Costco booze is actually sold in Indiana. And then after the game, we're going to go, yes. Listen, Ken, they're good, they're cheap, and they're large.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say, I ain't, I'm blaming you.
And then we're going to go see Sinners in 70mm IMAX and The Night. So before we head back.
You guys are going, that's a movie?
The new vampire movie that came out with Michael B. Jordan.
Googler.
Yeah.
Watch out for these three guys. Woo, doggies.
When this crew invades your town and
it's Indianapolis,
leaves.
Man. It's Indianapolis.
Hey, Ken, you know who my dad is. Let's be honest. Is this really a shock?
It isn't, but I know Mitch and it ain't. So, all right. Matt, thank you very much.
No problem, sir.
Matt and Willoughby. One of the three amigos on Mitch's trip. I would give anything for 28-year-old Mitch to know 28-year-old Lyman and have to go out with him for one night.
Stuff might go down.
Go down.
He would be the perfect partner for me to go to Miami with in 2 months.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd show me all the rounds.
Yeah, and then he would start to partake, and then he'd have to call Cordell and Cordell.
That stuff might go down.
You don't understand Lyman on the ski trips back in the day, dude. And the calls that we used to get when you were just a pup,
yeah.
And you were like,
Mitch, Lima called my cell phone 3 times telling me to put him on the air.
He demanded it. He started cussing.
It was my cell phone. My cell phone is not connected to the air.
And then didn't remember it later on in the afternoon. He called me at like 5 in the afternoon that day. Didn't remember a damn thing.
I'd love to have known what, if you had gotten through to that call, what would have happened to you?
I wouldn't be working here anymore.
We did almost put one on.
Are we ready for coming in hot?
I think we, Mitch, you're not going to get autographs, are you? You're trying to get autographs?
No. I'm trying to be as indiscreet as possible.
Okay. 216-474-009. Why wouldn't you try to get an autograph? Oh, you don't want to be weird or something or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of want to go to the game and that's it.
All right. Sounds good to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.